This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget, everybody working on the Third Watch right now, that includes all the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, because if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can go right there and click on the Listen Live button that's there, and you'll see the stream for the program coming right from my flagship station going right to the satellite. And we're right there. You'll hear us. No drops, no nothing. And that's how you can hear us, just like you're sitting in the studio with me. All right. To the telephone line we go, and we have the one, the only, the informidable and informabitable, there's a new word for you, Ron Edwards. All right, it's the informabitable that did it for him. All right, there you go. Thanks, guys. Okay. Well, you know, it's 68 degrees and clear skies down here. Beautiful, gorgeous morning, and it's going to be in the low 80s. Now, this is the kind of weather you like.
Yeah, that's better. It's a lot better.
And there's no humidity.
Wow, that's perfect.
Yep, no humidity because, we're getting the change of the seasons and all that. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we will remind you of that here in the program. Well, Mr. Ron, we're going to start with something a little different because normally I don't do this. But Mr. Sir, former President number 5, Donald Trump, put out a press release yesterday. And I'm going to read it here. It says, Truth Social is America's big tent social media platform that encourages an open, free, and honest global conversation without discriminating against political ideology. Make sure to share it on Twitter and Facebook and all of your social media. The truth is here, truthsocial.com. That is Donald Trump and his brand new digital company.
Excellent. I hope it's not on the Google platform.
Well, it's not. It's on, and here's where it's at, because we just, Denise and I were doing some checking on this. He merged with a company called the Digital World Acquisition Corporation, which is out of California, but they apparently have some sort of affiliation elsewhere, perhaps in the Caribbean of some sort, that goes along with their California base. So we'll see. But I certainly hope they got a server that's big enough, because you can expect millions and millions and millions of people to be over there.
Probably 40 million at least.
Yeah. And Parler got a lot of it because that's where Donald Trump went for a while to be on the platform because I've got all the Trumps following me over there, and I'm following them. You know, it's kind of a reciprocal thing. You do a parlay, and people like it, and then they automatically are following you.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish them much luck on there. I'm going to check it out myself, and we'll see where it goes.
You can register for it, and when they go online live, you'll be right there with them.
Cool.
Yeah, excellent. So that's what I would suggest that you do. Okay, and our friend Flip is going, Ron Edwards.
Well, good morning, Flip.
Yeah. By the way, I've been very busy lately. I've had my birthday was actually Tuesday, and I had two birthday parties on Tuesday. One was a surprise and one wasn't. And then I had two yesterday, one I knew about, one I didn't know about. So here we go. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, four birthday parties. That's cool.
Yeah, and I'm still laughing about it because what's really funny about it is that the people went out of their way to do this, and I had no idea.
Excellent.
And they caught me flat-footed at the one Tuesday night where I was at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. So, you know, kudos to them, and I really appreciate the radio listeners. I'll tell you what, we've got the best radio listeners in the country right here in this program. They are loyal, and they are dedicated.
And informative.
Yes. Well, that's because we uninform and didn't them. And I got the unindicted thing going. All right, let's talk about Senator Marsha Blackburn. She said the Dems' border policies are intentional. I agree.
She's correct, because you don't do everything that they have done so far without it being on purpose. And after the results, not try to correct it if you were stupid enough to do them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And the administration continues to press on and on and on in these policies, which are designed and meant to literally, and I mean literally, kill this nation, to fundamentally transform it into a, as Donald Trump would call it, an S-hole.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about this a long time ago when Obama walked out, I believe it was in Colorado, amongst the pillars, and says, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America forever. It's been that way ever since Biden got elected.
Yeah, and people keep underestimating Biden. I understand he has certain problems or whatever, but the man is focused on what he wants to do, and he's been so since 1972 when he was first elected.
Yeah.
And his goal has been to undermine.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break, and you're going to get cut off right there. There went the computer, cut you off. All right, we'll be right back with more and Ron Edwards too on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, That can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. By the way, we have a special sponsor right now during this segment to start it off. Obviously, you know about Conservative Grounds Coffee and what they do here. But this is something that we're doing here. We've partnered here on the program with Heartbeat International, and what they do is to provide call centers for women who are facing uncertainty due to unexpected pregnancies. Now, many women ending up opting for an abortion in order to please someone else or because they feel that they didn't have any other options. Well, they do. And the whole purpose here behind Heartbeat International and SaveABabyNow.com is to let them know that they do have other options. And any big decision in life should be made after you've gotten all the information you can get. And that's why the call centers at Heartbeat International, they try to seek to do exactly that for women in these incredibly challenging times. Now, you can help them by going to SaveABabyNow.com. That's SaveABabyNow.com. And donate to Heartbeat International to help those call centers get staffed. Now, any amount is greatly appreciated, but if you were to give a gift of $75, it will keep a call center open with the staff for one full hour. Now, please help these women who need advice and counsel during those crucial times, and by doing so, you'll be helping give their unborn children a shot at life. Once again, that's SaveABabyNow.com. That's SaveABabyNow.com, and I thank you.
For months, I have been exhorting my fellow Americans to stand up and push back against the Biden regime unconstitutional darkness. And I am glad to say that there are those willing to step up and fight are not only setting a fine example, but are proving that we can win. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Recently, several athletes at Western Michigan University were told they must take the jab. And if they refused, they would no longer be allowed on university sports teams. The Western Michigan University hierarchy also stated that even if they had religious exemptions, that would not help their case to participate in athletic activities without the jab. The students fought back in court and won. The Sixth Circuit's Court of Appeals judge stated that the Western Michigan University does not have the right to force anyone to choose between playing sports and their religious faith. I believe that if we, the people throughout the Republic, stand and fight for our victories, we will see victory overall, and the cause of freedom shall not fall by the wayside. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and Ron Edwards, of course, you know all about the fact that he has got this great coffee. As a matter of fact, hold on a second here. Let's see. Oh, I make the iced coffee, and this makes the best iced coffee I've ever had there, Ron. But Constitutional Grounds Coffee has a display on your website, theronedwards.com. And if you make a purchase there, folks, make sure you utilize the promo code that's there, RE20, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your order. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, because it's what?
The coffee you want in your cup.
Well, it's in my big cup. I got a big cup here.
And it's delicious.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you. It's contagious. All right. Listen, a lot of things going on in the world in which we live in. We think the police are saying they think they found that cat, Brian Laundrie, what's left of him, at a campground that was apparently underwater for quite a while. And if he was in there in the swamp where the water was, which is apparently where he was when it was at least waist deep, if not higher, then he was in there with some critters. And it looks like as if he might have got munched on by the critters. I'll just let it go at that.
Oh, yeah. The swamp in Florida, that's one of the reasons, I don't know. Anyway, I was going to say something about moving down there, but
well, you're not going to move in a swamp.
I kind of think that, maybe a large python might have had some a human delicacy down there, or maybe a couple of alligators.
Yeah.
Man, you can't go into the swamp and not expect to become a snack. I mean,
you really got to know what you're doing. You got to be armed, too. You got to have some sort of defense with you if you go in there. You just don't go wasting in the water. And by the way, he wasn't wearing waders, nothing like that. He just went marching in there to hide, and they found where he was apparently hiding because there was clothes that apparently had been brought from his house that were there. It looked like as if he might have been getting some food brought that somebody cooked for him. So right away, everybody's going to be looking at the parents, aren't they?
Yes. But yep. You know what? It was kind of a weird situation because I guess they were living together at his parents' home, and
correct.
He's only 22. I think there was some bad parenting all around here leading up to the situation as well. I mean, 22-year-old daughter, I would, in that situation as a parent, I wouldn't have gone for that anyway, that kind of a living arrangement. So I don't know. It's just a bad situation.
Well, if they're over 21, they should have really been out somewhere on their own if they were
on their own.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what is going on with Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation, but I'm going to just read this the way it says. Sure. The Gates Foundation has pledged $120 million to purchase the COVID-19 pill that's out there and give it to low-income countries.
Yeah, they've been, you know, for a long time, even before this, giving these pills and shots and everything to these low-income countries. You know, I don't trust their medicines and things of that nature, because a lot of the things that they've been giving over there, especially in Africa, have been making people sterile and doing other harmful things to people. So, you know, on the surface, it sounds nice, wonderful, but because I don't trust Bill Gates, They're over there in Africa, wherever they're sending this stuff. I hope they
probably works out. You're probably right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not good in my opinion.
Okay, now I want to move on to Facebook and Twitter, and for you mentioned Google a little while ago here, but Facebook and Twitter, a poll has come out now that says 77% of Americans say that Facebook and Twitter do more harm than good.
They do. I agree with that. Not only politically with the way they shadow ban and they do other things like that, but because of the way it's set up, how it affects young people, I think that's it's very damaging. And it makes it almost, it's like ingrained in their mind or something, and they become addicted to it. It's not healthy. And it's, you know, young girls and young boys are staring at this stuff for hours on end, and past generations, young children would be out playing and doing other things and reading books. How about that?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there is a lot of direct and indirect harm, in my opinion.
Yeah, you want to read a new book that's out there? Read Rigged by Molly Hemingway. Rigged.
Oh, yeah.
That, holy smokes.
Last night, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, holy smokes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like her. She's always been on the ball for years.
Yep, you're right. Now, Russia is demanding, ready for this one, demanding humanitarian aid for the Taliban during the Afghanistan talks. Well, fine, Russia, you give it to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I don't know, there's something funny in all of that, but it's crazy.
You think?
Yet. How about that?
Yet? Okay, a little Russian in there. by the way, here's something you probably didn't hear about. There was an attack on a Syria base where it housed U.S. troops and other allied troops in the region, and there were no injuries from the U.S. They did storm the facility thinking that they were going to be able to take it over. They did not. We had some air support that apparently came in there and pretty much wiped them out, which is a good thing. But, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Well, this is what's going to be happening going, you know, in the Middle East. I thank God that our military was prepared this time and they did the right thing. Kudos to the leadership over there. But the way it's set up in the Middle East in this administration, you can expect these kinds of activities to continue off and on. And we have to watch out. We need to get a strong posture again, not only in the Middle East, but throughout the world. And we continue to go get further and further behind the Chinese. And now the Chinese are working more diligently with the Russians and North Koreas, kind of reinvigorating the missile program.
Here comes the music. It means you got to say howdy, Lassen La Vista, and all that stuff. And we will talk to you again soon. Stay low, stay out of trouble, and enjoy the weather.
As they say, bye now.
As you say, bye now. As I say, hasta la vista, baby. All right, Ron Edwards coming up. We've got Lauren Kelly from Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Going to talk about some things there, and she'll tell you where she's going to be next month. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An organized group of parents in Michigan and Virginia accused Attorney General Merrick Garland in a federal lawsuit Tuesday of trying to criminalize free speech. The lawsuit is seeking an injunction saying it's causing irreparable harm to the parents of Loudoun County Public Schools in Virginia and Saline Schools of Michigan. It should be noted that Garland is the only defendant listed in the complaint. New York City firefighters are taking a stand against Democrat Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Uniform Firefighters Association revealed it would not be enforcing vaccine mandates on any of its members. UFA President Andrew Ansbrough said they would not be cutting staff, stating it would put their community at risk. Former President Trump announced Wednesday that he is launching a new media company that will begin the beta phase in November. In a statement, they desire to create a rival to the liberal media consortium and fight back against the big tech companies of Silicon Valley. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and don't you forget it. By the way, this portion of the program, I'm going to be talking with Lauren Kelly from Tuggy the Patriot Pup. So, Tuggy the Patriot Pup is bringing you this portion of the show. Now, you spell Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, that's T-U-G-G-I-E, and of course, you know, and you've heard me talk about this for several months now, that education of our youth is always critical. And we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught just were supposed to be in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that's no longer the case with these woke schools and the CRT and all this other crap that they're out there. And the sooner the youngsters learn about true American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And that's why we welcome to the show this morning Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for great school kids. Find out more by going to Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children, your grandchildren, and it's an absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too. And today, Lauren is going to give us an announcement on something new that's coming your way. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Captain. I can't believe we're at the end of October.
I can.
So what's on my reading list today is 2 weeks ago when we got to the last chapter of the Children's Book of America. That particular chapter covered the moon landing on July 20th, 1969, which some of your listeners, I'm sure, will remember. So I got to looking into my home learning books, and I found a great book about that Great Occasion by John Rocco titled How We Got to the Moon. And kind of the first thing that struck me, other than what a beautiful big book it is, was what an accurate title for this book, because it is How We Got to the Moon. And as a country and as an example to the world, it was a we effort that got us to the moon. So first came the international competition from various Russian space launches that spurred the direction. And this was, of course, during the 50s, and leadership from President Eisenhower and then President Kennedy. We got to the moon with a combined effort of engineers, mathematicians, seamstresses, welders, and factory workers. So this book, I would say, is an inspiring book for junior readers, middle school, high school, and actually a big college must, because Wikipedia can't really go into all the detail mm-hmm. and convey all the faith it took for our country to get to the moon.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a tremendous team effort, a national effort, and the thing I remember about it is I remember watching it, one small step for man, one giant step for mankind. I watched that and my heart just quivered because I was into all that stuff. And, of course, they launched right here out of Florida. But what a moment.
Yeah, it was. And, of course, everybody was glued to Cape Canaveral during the day. And then, of course, it happened at night. And just for days before and days after, the country was think of all your national, your teams, whether, you know, your sports teams winning, but collectively all over the whole country, that's how everyone felt. So if I could travel back in time for a moment and talk to our older listeners, I would really like to pause and give a big shout out, because when we consider that most of the scientists and the mathematicians, astronauts that were involved with the moon expeditions, most were born during or before the Depression of the 1930s and World War II. And those were very, very difficult decades. So America, I think, deserves a big pat on the back for caring for all their children so well that all these people would get so motivated and so educated that they would become the great adults that would collectively get us to the moon. Now, President John F. Kennedy made his Race to the Moon speech in 1962. And he said, "We chose to go to the moon in this decade and do other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard."
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the moon, and it was difficult. So when you think that the actual moonwalk was only 7 years later, it just, the American space program deserves a lot of praise.
Well, you know, I think about that, and again, I go back to the fact that we were all watching it in school. I mean, everybody, that was a topic, the topic in school at the time, and we were so proud of our country. There, and again, there were American flags everywhere when this was going mm-hmm. on, everywhere.
Yeah, and you know, we don't associate it as much as we should with President Eisenhower, but it really began in the 50s with the end of the 50s, actually, with President Eisenhower,
mm-hmm.
because he signed in NASA, and that's when NASA existed. And he just was such a competent president, and he just a decided pursuit of the space race. And also at the end of 1958, he signed the National Defense Education Act, and he signed this act to increase the amounts of money that got allocated to the math and science projects programs. So we wouldn't get left behind, and Russia would not be first in the space race. Now, here's a lighter note, and this is the one the kids love when I read it to the kids, that before we had sent all our best and brightest and fittest humans up into space, we had our very first four-legged astronauts.
Mm-hmm.
They were chimps,
yep.
several dogs,
yep.
and I think most young people remember, you know, when we were young people, remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't remember the...
I remember the rabbit.
See, I don't remember the rabbit, but I remember the mice.
Yeah, I do, because it was so weird. That's why I remember it.
Yeah, I remember mm-hmm. the rabbit, and I mean the mice, and I remember the chimpanzees. I didn't remember the dogs, though. But they all did survive.
Mm-hmm.
So that needs to be shouted out now, because I know people get very concerned. But, yeah, they did. Some of them a little bit bumped and bruised, but they did survive. So a lot of our everyday tools began as inventions that were invented for space travels. Companies that made compression garments, Playtex girdles, which that's a shout back, made the astronaut spacesuit. And in 1969, the astronaut spacesuit, it weighed 180 pounds on Earth, but it weighed only 30 pounds in space. The huge, huge early computers that filled rooms in a generation became handheld calculators and cell phones. So it's important to look back when you homeschool this event as history with a heart, because it's truly an endeavor driven by faith in our future.
Mm-hmm.
So most generations, I mean, I can remember, I didn't just watch it with my mother and father. I watched it with my grandparents. So at that time, I was 11 years old, and it was summer, and New England, no air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember it vividly. And most kids, modern kids, wouldn't believe that not every house had a TV. So because everybody was riveted to TVs, people had to go to our neighbors.
Yeah, but they had radios.
Yep, they had radios. Or they, and a lot of people, I'm sure, remember, if they had some means, they had a stereo radio, which is what we actually were kind of around. We got a brand new one for, we actually probably got it for the Red Sox, but we did get it. We did listen to it for the Moon Rock. So the book is beautiful. It's big and a really big hooray for the author, because he did the illustrations and they really are truly lovingly, lovingly done. And he really explains with his words and his drawings how the world just stopped. And it stopped for days before and days after to watch a man walk on the moon.
Yeah, well, I remember it very well. Now, I got to ask you a question here. I really got to ask you a question, because Tuggy is on a lot of people's minds. You saw, I don't know if you saw it or not, but there was a Facebook picture that I posted of George the Godfather's granddaughter. And she had the biggest smile on her face for Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the book that granddaddy had bought her, the book set, so she was looking forward to reading them. What's next for Tuggy?
Well, we've got a super launch on Saturday. He's been translated audio into Spanish. And I've decided, as opposed to having it be no monetary gain at all, just like the English, you just go to the website on Saturday morning. There'll be a 9 a.m. launch, and any child can just go and push play and hear the books in both Spanish and English. So I'm really, really excited for that, because that was a goal I wanted to get to before the end of October.
All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to a break here. We're going to be right back with some more with Lauren Kelly from Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. And she's going to tell you more about where she's going to be in December down here in Florida, right here in Tampa. You'll be able to come meet her, and she'll have the audiobook with her then. So don't go anywhere. I am going to be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, with his monster cast every Sunday night, 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. And, of course, catch his Daily Defense show, too, at 4 p.m. on many of these same stations as well. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, ironically, I just heard from Dave up in Lexington, Kentucky. We had a person come down from Kentucky about 2 or 3 weeks ago to buy a vehicle. They wanted to get a truck. They weren't able to find it up there, the one they wanted anyway, and they found it at Moss Nissan. So I went up there to shake the hand that shook the hand, and he came down because he told me, he says, this vehicle that I want is exactly what I want. I can't get it anywhere near me. They had it down here, so it was no big deal to drive down to Florida to pick it up. So there you go. Now, this all starts, folks, with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring. Free oil changes, tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection at Moss. I just proved that with what I just said. And by the way, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, if you got a trade-in, guess what? They are commanding a great resale price right now. They're worth about 25% more right now than they were at the beginning of the year. How about that? So you can upgrade your ride now, get more money for your trade, or if you want to sell it outright, you'll get more money for it outright, because whatever the book value said a couple, 3 months ago, add 25% to it. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get
taken care of very well. And their locations are currently in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And coming soon, I can't wait. I'm going to be there for the grand opening in Brooksville, Florida. Yeah, buddy. Got a lot of listeners up here in Brooksville, Florida. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a boatload of money. All right, back to the telephone line, and we have Lauren Kelly. Lauren Kelly, the author of Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. Now, the website is TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E. And, Lauren, what we were talking about is you are going to announce this Saturday the unveiling of the new audio books you've got coming out.
That's right. I'm so excited. On this Saturday at 9 a.m., I'd love for the kids to jump on the website and key up both books in English and in Spanish, Volume 1 and Tuggy the Patriot Pup. So I'm thrilled.
Mm. Now, you're going to be here, December?
Yep. I'm going to be at the Tampa Riverwalk at something called the Waterworks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the holiday festival they have there. Yep. Mm.
Yep, for their holiday festival on December 11th and 12th. And bringing with me, and just bringing with me to this particular festival, I'm going to have 50 tiny baby tuggies. And,
Dogs, you mean?
Little stuffed dogs. I only have 50 because of all the container and all the shipping and all the everything else. They are from New Hampshire. They're local, you know, they're local for me, and they'll have a birth certificate and a little tiny red, white, and blue bunting. So look for those on my website before Thanksgiving to do some ordering, but I'm going to bring 50 with me when I come to Tampa on December 11th and 12th to the Waterworks.
I can hear George salivating right now for his granddaughter.
Well, they're cute. They're tuggy as a baby. The tuggy as a baby.
Oh, listen to this. Apparently you autographed the book that was sent to his granddaughter?
Yes.
Or books?
Yeah.
And he said that it made her feel so special.
Good.
That
good.
He just sent me a message.
Yep. Yep, that's one thing to tell everyone that's listening. If you do order, there is a spot where you can make a request to put a child's name, and I'm happy to customize any little thing that you want me to say to the kids.
All right, well, before I have to let you go here, let's talk again about the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. People can go over there and order the books and find out whatever they want to find out. And your schedule's over there, too, for when you're moving around, right?
Yes. Yep. I'll be popping that on this weekend.
Okay, very good. Well, look, I look forward to talking to you again, and I appreciate you coming on the program. And a lot of people, I'm sure, are going to be very happy that you're coming here because they loved being able to meet you here a little while ago.
Well, it was great meeting them, and I'm looking forward to getting back to Tampa.
Okay, you have a great day, kiddo.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Lauren Kelly, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, this final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Don't forget, Dominic's has been in business, it seems like forever, but they do the very best at what they do, and I'm telling you, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and unlike those big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation. They will do on-site cleaning, and they will come and do on-site parts and repairs for you, too. So they'll take care of whatever problems you got. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Pull in there, you'll see the 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. There you go. That's how you know you're in the right place. And don't forget, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And if you can't do that, you can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. 2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It's a good thing. A good thing. Now, again, so much going on today with the news that's out there. Everybody's going to wait and see what the coroner has to say down here in Sarasota County about the human remains that were found. And when I say human remains, I'm not going to be descriptive, but I'm just going to say they found what was left of a body, which tells me that whoever it was that went in there was lunch for some of the critters in the swamp. Now, in the case of this young man, they also found his notebook. And right after they found his notebook, they started calling this a murder. Not person of interest, but that this was a murder based on what they found in the notebook, I believe. So we'll see where all this goes. But it's just a terrible, terrible ending to an awful situation that it's too bad somebody couldn't have found out about it to begin with and cut this off at the pass, so to speak. Now, the GOP is using the filibuster. Remember the Democrats wanted to get rid of the filibuster? Well, here's why. The GOP is using the most forceful and perhaps last push for major voting rights legislation from the Democrats this year, blocked by a Republican filibuster. Now, the procedural vote to move forward with the Freedom to Vote Act failed despite Democrats' effort to craft a compromise bill led in part by Senator Joe Manchin. Now, the West Virginia Democrat had hoped to get enough GOP votes to overcome the filibuster, but in the end, no Republicans, I repeat, no Republicans voted to advance that legislation. And this is what they shouldn't do, because that bill is the one that was going to take voting rights away from the states and drop it into the laps of the federal government. We do not want that to change. Absolutely not. It would create a huge, huge backlash here in the United States. If you think things are bad now, you put the feds in charge and watch and see what happens. Watch and see what happens. Then you're really playing politics. You're really getting into it. But anyway, I digress. Now, again, I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody for the past couple of days. I've actually had 2 days of birthday parties. If that's possible. I've had it happen the first time ever it's happened to me. Tuesday, my actual birthday, two parties. And yesterday, my day after the birthday, we had two parties. And thank you very much to Mission Barbecue for what you did. Felicia, Craig, love you. Appreciate it. Margie, Brandon, love you guys and what you did. And JW and company, my friends at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, you're the best. And, of course, my colleagues here at Salem Media Tampa. Appreciate you all. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.